now it's considered as if the whole thing was planted. If the whole thing was planted, then it's more than Beis Hasayim, and it's also Ela I Itmar Hachidma. If this memra was said by who? By Rav Huna Breid of Yeshua, he said it like this: Hamiyut Ashari. If only a miyut was planted, right, then it's mutter. Because that's an Omer of Yehuna Breid of Yeshua, Lo Amren El De Lo Havi Beis Hasayim. That's only where it's not a Beis Hasayim. If a miyut was planted and Rov wasn't planted, then it's still considered Hukaf Ladira, and it's Karfeith, we'll see, that's less than Beis Hasayim, that's Hukaf Ladira, and that's for sure okay. Of a Beis Hasayim, Osir. But if it was a Beis Hasayim, right, and it was planted, even a miyut, the whole thing is Osir. Why? Most of it is Roy Ladira. Right? So why? It's a Beis Hasayim and it's Hukaf Ladira. There's only a small portion that's not Roy Ladira. Where it says, Kaman Karabonon. And that goes like the Rabbonon. Right? Meaning that since the part that was planted is a din of a gina, and the part that wasn't planted is a din of a chotzer, you can't carry from a chotzer to a gina. So that goes like the Rabbonon. That if it would be a Beis Hasayim, be Yosef, Rashi. V'havi le'karf if Yosef Beis Hasayim, v'yachav agav dehukaf ledira, even though it's hukaf ledira, choshub kelo hukaf ledira, because it was planted. Toha havi kulo gina. V'gina lo mahani hukaf ledira. Right? There's no dira in a gina. Toho havi ahu miyuta din Israel Beis Hasayim. That's only if the part that was planted, the miyut that was planted, wasn't itself a Beis Hasayim. Toho choshub he bottled min hachotzer likaris l'shem levado. Then it's not choshev enough to be called a gina, right, and be separated from the chotzer. But if it was avol beis hasayim, kunikra karfev shlohukaf ledira, then it's called a karfev shlohukaf ledira. The afagav the ilu havi ba'anfei nafshe kebeis hasayim lo mitzer. Even if it would be by itself, a beis hasayim wouldn't be osur. Hacha the nifritz l'chotzer. The chotzer nifritz alo, kaimelanda also atalta mi karfe for chotzer. Now it's two separate rishuyos. One's a karfe, one's a chotzer. You can't carry, according to the Rabbanan, from a karfe to a chotzer. To have a rishutz on nifritz ala makam ha'asrla. Because if it would be a beis hasayim, then the place that was planted is a karfe that wasn't hukaf ledira, it's asr. And the chotzer part is asr because it's opened into a karfe. That's more than Beis Hasayim. It's Beis Hasayim, and it's not Hukaf Ladira. So since you can't carry in the Karfeif, you can't carry in the Chotzer either, because they're opened into each other without any Pesach. So completely porous. V'osrim harishuya zuluzu, v'ein metalten, lo bezev, lo bezev. You can't carry either place. Kiman, I'm reading the shtei rishuyos ninu, but that's only if they're considered two separate rishuyos. Who considers the a Karfeif and a Chotzer two separate rishuyos? The Rabbanan, goes like the Rabbanan, the Pliga later of Shimon, who argue of Shimon, empirical gagos, the Amrinan called Chad v'chad v'shus the Asmo. The Afagav, the Leka diurin behu, the Lisru adodi, even though there's nobody living in the Chotzer that should ask the one and the other, it's two different Rishuyas of two different people, it's one person. But the Maisa has two different names, the Rabbanan hold you can't carry from one to the other. Eimatavli mizelezeh. Rabir mimidifti masin lakula. Rabir mimidifti learns this, but the opposite way, lakula. If only a miyut would be planted, right, then it would be mutter. If you planted most of it, then it's also, because then it's not hukaf ledira anymore. But if you planted a miyut, it's mutter. Am Rav Huna Breid of Yeshua, this is the way Rav Yirmiyah Midifti learned this memra, and that Rav Huna of Yeshua said, lo amren ela beis hasayim. That's only if there's a beis hasayim. That's when what's it called, if you planted a rove, it's also, and a miyut is mutter. Aval Yosrim Beis Hasayim Osir, but more than Beis Hasayim is Osir to Reb Shimon, right? Like Reb Shimon, that it's all considered one Rishos, and since it's more than Beis Hasayim, right? Even though only a miut is planted, since it's a place here that's not Hukaf Ladira, and it's total of more than Beis Hasayim, and it's all considered one Rishos, so Memel, it's Osir. You don't look at it as two separate Rishuyos according to Reb Shimon. Each one is kesedin of one whole rishus. Now you have a whole rishus that's beis hasayim, and a portion of it is lahuka fladira memela. It's also because the two things are open to each other. Rashi, the kula dafilu hamiut beis hasayim de mikri karfe Kibin de anfe nafshe shori hashtanami shori. Right? Even he learned the kula that even the miut, which is based asayim, which is called the karfeif, right? In other words, it's a large piece, and the miut is a base asayim, and the rove is much more than a base asayim, and that's hukaf ladira, but the miut was planted, and it's not roi ladira, since by itself is mutter, hashtanami shori. Velo asri adari. They don't ask asri one the other, because they're not considered two different rishuyas, like Rav Shimon says. The ilu, hoya mechitza b'neihem, havi shori, letutulim, is el zek, Rav Shimon. Even if there'll be a mechitza between them, separating the two separate rishuyos, one a gina and one a chatzar, still it'll be mutter to carry between them, according to Rav Shimon, because gina and chatzar are all one rishus. The hashtan and nifritzu l'selozeh, the fact that now there is no mechitza between them, and they're open mamish into one another, lo nifritzu l'rishus ha'asurla. It's not considered open into rishus that's asur. But that's only if it's based asayim. But if it's more than based asayim, ala yosin based asayim, then nasa karmelis. Then the whole thing is a karmelis. The part that is planted is more than based asayim, it has a din of a karmelis. You surely can't carry from a chotzer into a karfeif that's more than based asayim. When he holds that chatzeros, karfeifos, are all the same rishos, is a karfeif that's based asayim or less, right, that, what's it called, it doesn't have a din of a karmelis. Where you're allowed to carry inside the karfeif. But a karfeif more than beis asayim, which is not hukaf ladira, like where it's planted with vegetables, right? Shelo hukaf ladira, v'hochet, and is that a karmelis? And now this chatzer is open not into a karfeif, it's open into a karfeif that's a karmelis. So it's nifritz l'makom ha'asurla. It's nifritz to a place you can't carry. Hari kol echad nifritz l'makom ha'asurla. And therefore you can't carry in the whole area, even according to Rav Shimon. Okay. Okay, Omer Rav Yehuda, Omer Avime. Wait a second. Not a rubo, harika chatzur mutter. The Mishnah says, if you planted trees, though, even in rove of it, it doesn't mevat ladira, trees are still considered hukaf ladira. Omer Rav Yehuda, Omer Avime, v'hu shasurin itstablos. That's only when they're planted in rows. When they're in rows, people can walk between the rows, and it's still roi ladira. But if it's not planted in rows, it's staggered, then people don't go there for picnics or whatever because the trees are staggered and therefore it's not considered a dira. Rav Nachman Omer Afal Pi She'en Asurin Itstablos. Rav Nachman knows no, even if they're planted and staggered, people still go there and sit under the trees or whatever. That's considered hukaf ladira. Mar Yehuda Ikla Lebe Rav Huna Bar Yehuda Chazanu Lahanu Delo Avide Itstablos V'Kamatal Tli B'Gavayu. Right, Rav Yehuda went to the house of Rav Huna Bar Yehuda, and he saw that they had a backyard with the trees planted staggered, not in rows, and they were metalkin. It was more than Beis Osayim, and they considered it more than Beis Osayim, that was hukaf ladira that you could carry there. Omar Lei, lo sover lo mar lo hod avimi. Right? Don't you hold what Ravimi said, that the only time that it's considered hukaf ladira with trees is if it's in rows. And you have staggered trees over here. Amar le, anok Rav Nachman sfirali. No, I hold the Rav Nachman. That doesn't, we don't need rows. Even staggered trees are considered hukaf ladira. Rashi. It's tablos, naturim shuro shuros, v'noel l'shevesham. They're planted in nice, neat rows, and it's nice to sit there. L'bei Rav Huna, v'yosem v'sosayim havi, v'hukaf ladira, v'nita achrachim. It was a base, more than base asayim. It was hukaf ladira, and then they planted trees. So the trees weren't mevat ladira. Karfif yosir mi base asayim shalo hukaf ladira. Omer of Nachon and Shmuel. Karfif yosir mi base asayim shalo hukaf ladira. You have a karfif that's more than base asayim, and there's a fence up, but it wasn't l'shem dira. When it was put up, it wasn't. There was no dira there. There was no house there or whatever, and you just put it up to keep the animals out. So you're not allowed to carry in that karfeif. Now, ketzer huosa, now you built a house there. You opened your house into this, what's it called, karfeif. But the hekef was made when there was no house there. So it's not mukaf ladira. So what do you do now, right? How do you make this mukaf ladira? You have to knock down the whole fence and put it back up again? Says the Gemara, poreitz ba pirtza yosar mi'eser. You break down a portion of the fence that's more than Eser Amos, so it's not a Pesach. So now you've mevatel the mechitzas. basically. The rest of the mechitzas that are up are parutz in a place where there's more than eser, and that's mevatel them. And then the godro, then you put it back up. So now, basically, you made the whole mechitzas l'shem dira, because they weren't kosher anymore, because there was a pirtz of more than eser amos. If you made the pirtz of less than eser amos or less, you weren't mevatel the mechitzas, you just put a doorway. Right? Anything up to eser amos is considered a door. So that wouldn't help. But if you make it more than eser amos, then you've been mevatel the mechitzas. When you build it back up, you're creating the mechitzas again. And that's good enough. The godrum, and you don't have to fill up the whole thing. You just have to close it up till it's eser or less. Iboyelahu. Poratz ama the godrum. What happens if you do it like this? You took down an ama and you put it back. You put another one up, another fence, or the same fence, but now it's a new fence because you put it up a second time. Poratz ama the godra, achish nimali osur mi eser. You never had a space that was 10 amas open, but you did it piecemeal. An ama, then another ama, and each time you closed it up. So now, in the end, you have more than 10 amas newly closed, but you never had more than 10 amas opened at any one point. So what's the halach? Rashi, karfif yosem v'esrayim shalohuk of the dira, v'achri chen bona etzlo dira, and then you built a dira next to the karfif, and you opened it into the karfif, v'amrin and l'kamon hukav shalol the dira, v'so posach lo pesach, diras peso lo mahani. It has to be hukav the dira when you were maketed, not that it became a dira after the hekif. The hekif had to be made when it was the dira. That's the... What? No, because they only were materit where it was Roy Ladira. And if you put up the hekif before and people know that this karfif was not hukaf Ladira, they're not going to say that it's now okay because of the house, because they're going to remember when it originally was made and there was no house there. They're going to think that that was okay to carry then too. They're not going to realize that when the hekif was put up, it had to be put up l'shem dira. That was the... It's all, only the old Dini Drabonin with what's it called, with possible things that people are going to think that you're allowed to carry in a Carmelist or whatever, or in a Rishus Arabic. So it's all hekerim, that's all. So when they made the takana, that the only heker is that when you put up the heket, it should be l'shem dira. Right? There is a shaila whether when you put up the heket, you intended there to be a dira, but there was no dira there yet. You're going to build your house there. But you didn't build the house yet. So then it could be when you build the house, that was called the Mukaf Ladira. Because when you put it up with in mind that the house is eventually going to be built. Right? Notice if you put it up and there was no house, you just stopped and put it up to keep animals out, and then you decided to build a house, that's for sure not Mukaf Ladira. That's what we're talking about. But where you put it up and you intended to put a house, you just didn't want to build the house yet until you put up the fence, because you didn't want your house to be open for animals. So you wanted to put up the fence to keep out the animals before you built the house. Now you'll be able to build the house without having problems. So you built it l'chatchila that there should be a house, even if there's no house there to begin with. That's called hukaf ladir, according to some rishonim at least. With other people, the person who built it. No, what was this thing? It doesn't make a difference. But what did the person put it up? You go check and find out. You'll find out what he put it up for. Whatever. Right. It's all the mitzvahs to the thing itself. Could be that there seems in the Rambam that even if you didn't build a house, but you made the hekif ladira, you made it for living purposes, without a house. That's also called hukaf ladira. You don't need a house. I have a shaila with this whole karfif over here. All these areas are eventually houses that are built up. They're all made for a plan to build houses. They're just empty now. So when this was put up, it was put up that eventually houses should be built there. So it could be that you need the houses there. It's still called hukaf ladira, even though the hekif was before the dira. But it could be you don't even need the houses there. It could be that since the chatchila was put up with the mind of putting up houses, that's called hukaf ladira. And you don't even need the houses built there. Just eventually, houses will be built there. So she doesn't have to wait even until the houses are there. It's also a possibility. What? Yes. So now, what's the halach in this, right, Rashi? Right. Ketzed hu osa, poritz bo pirtza yoser mi eser, tahavi kamisha ein bo mechitzas, because once there's a pirtza more than 10 amas, it's like there's no mechitzas. Umamido al eser, and then you close it up to 10 or less. The Havika Pesach. Now it's a Pesach. Ula Vesov, Hukaf Ladira. It's the Nerzka Pasach. It's like it was open, and it was Hukaf Ladira after the Dira was there. Shiniftichalo, De La Olam, Bo'in and Shiigdor Yoser Mi Eser Amos. And you always have to close up more than 10 Amos. Why? To eat Paritz Eser Levad, because if you only open 10 or less, the Gidra Lo Chashiva, Hu Hekif L'Shem Dira. Then you're not closing anything, because it wasn't opened. It was considered a Pesach. That's closed. So it has to be that it was parutz, and you're makif it l'shem dira. So hekif means that it was opened. But if you didn't open it, it was just a Pesach, it's still considered closed. A Pesach is considered closed. Paratzama etzel stiba. What happens if you didn't open up more than ten, and then close it, but you opened it up one am at a time and closed it up afterwards? Right, parts ama etzel stima the gadra. You opened an ama and you closed it up. The old parts ama etzel stima ama hachadasha the gidra. Next to it, you opened another one. The gadra. The low parts yud amas keechod. You never opened 10 amas or more than 10 amas at one time. The low gadra esra vasachas el maat hayu parits the gadra miad. Ad shishlim oliyosu miyesra. But in the end, you have an area that now is newly closed, more than 10 amas. But it never was done at one time. Mi amrin an kivin de lo paritz yud bevasachas, velo godr bevasachas, lo havi hekif bezu l'shem dira. Since it never was opened up more than 10 at any one time, then it's not considered, it was always only opened an amas, so it never was open. So the old hekif is still considered there. Or no, this is a new hekif. L'maisa, now you have 10 amas, more than 10 amas, of new fence. That new fence is considered put up after the Dira, that's okay now. Or no, it's not a new fence. It's basically the same old fence, even though it's a new fence, but it wasn't put up in a way that it's a new fence. Right? Hashtamiya havi hachidish shel hekif yosher mi'eser chashiv hekif l'shem Dira. Is that considered hekif l'shem Dira or not? So Mara says, Omer lei, lav hainu disnan, isn't that very similar to the following case? Completely different halachas, but similar idea. Kol kli balabatim shiuran kirimonim. A kli of a balabayis, balabatim are not so much makbid on their kalim. They don't throw them away so fast, right? Like an umman throws away his kli if it's not perfect. But a balabayis saves, a regular householder saves his kalim even if they're not perfect. So until they have a hole the size of a rimon, he saves them for things up to a rimon. In other words, originally he was holding zaysim, things the size of a zayis. He can't hold the size of a zayis, he can't hold zaysim anymore, but he can hold it for rimonim. So up until it has a hole the size of a rimon, it's still mekabel tumah, it's still considered a kli. Once there's a hole the size of a rimon, then he doesn't save it anymore. That big of a hole, he doesn't save it for things bigger than rimonim. Throws it away. So it's not a kli anymore. And if it was tameh, it becomes tahar, and if it wasn't tameh, it can't be mekabel tumah. Uboy Chizkia had the following shayla. Nikiv kemotzi zayis. The kli had a hole in it the size of a zayis. Now it's still tummy. It's still makabel tumah. Because you'll save it for bigger things. The sasma. And you closed up that hole. The chazer of a nikiv kemotzi zayis. And right next to that hole came another hole the size of a zayis. Okay? And you closed that up. Ad shishlima lemotzi rimo. Until all the holes that you had, if you look at them as one thing, are the size of a rimon that's been closed up. Now, if that hole would have been there at one time, even if you close it up, it's a new kli. Right? If it was makabel tumah, if the tumah went away, while the hole was there, it's not makabel tumah. Once it's closed up, it's a new kli. But the old tumah went away because the kli was bottled. That's if the hole was there all at once. But here the hole wasn't there all at once. Lemaisa, there was a hole the size of a rimon made in this kli, but piecemeal. And you close it up in between.
In that case, are there lots of separate holes? The total area makes
a rimon? Yeah. No. It's not separate holes. They're all together.
They're all together.
Yeah. But you closed each one up before the other one got next to it.
No, okay. But if you didn't close them up, so you'd be left with one
big hole called the size of a rimon, yeah. Well, Omer le Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shani Salanu, right? And Rabbi Yochanan said to him, you taught us the following case. Sandal Shanifsika Achas Me Oznav. You have a sandal that one of its flaps fell off. So it's still usable. You can still wear it with even one flap, right? The tikna, and you fixed it. And the truth is, even if you didn't fix it, Rashi says, it's still mekabel tuma, because it's wearable with one flap, okay? But the reason it said you fixed it, to tell me the next halacha, right? The tamei medras, still tamei medras, it's still called the shoe. To be mekabel tumas medras, it has to be something that you walk on, sit on, whatever, walk over it. So that's mekabel tumas medras, which is a more chomer tuma than just tam negia, okay? Nipsikoshniya, the tikna, tahar. If the second one fell off, even though you fixed the first one, the second one fell off and you fixed it, it's now it's tahar. Because once the second one fell off, it's a panim chadash, it's a new shoe. It has two new flaps. Even though it never had both flaps off at the same time, but now the ma'is says panim chadash, it's a new shoe. The old shoe is gone, because the shoe without flaps isn't a shoe. It's not fit for wearing, so it's not tamei medras. Tar mina medras, I will tell me maga medras. It's still mekabel tuma if you touch it, because it still has a shame of a kli. It's not a kli you walk on, because it's not a shoe. Right? Because it's like as if it lost both flaps. But it's a kli that if you're meyachid for something else, it's what's it called mekabel tuma. And therefore, when it became not a shoe, it touched itself, where Rashi says, and therefore it's tell me maga medras. It's as if it touched a tumas medras, and it's still considered a kli. It's not a kli that you walk on, but it's a kli, even without the flaps. It could be used for something. Okay. You can cover a bottle with something. It has some use. If you miyachin for something else, it would be makabal tumas. So that the tumah didn't go away. Because maga has nothing to do with it being a shoe. When it was makabal tumas, medris, it's only makabal as a shoe. Now it's a new shoe. The old shoe is gone. So panim chadoshes helps. Now she'enkein tumas maga doesn't depend on being this kli, any kli. So you don't say panim chadoshes. Any kli is makabal tuma when you touch it. It's not the same tuma. Tumas medris is a more chomer tuma than tumas mag. The amris Allah maishna rishona dohakaima shnia shnia nama hakaima rishona. The chora, when the first one fell off, it's still tamei because the second one is there. And a shoe with one flap is still called a shoe. So when you fix the first one and the second one fell off, why is it now tar? He still has one flap. Right? The Amraslan, you told us, Allah, Panim Chadoshes Bolakan. No. Since the first one fell off, even though you fixed it, and now the second one fell off, now that there's, and you fixed it, now there's two new flaps. It's a new shoe. That's why it's tar. Enochinami. With one flap would remain tame, but at least one of the old flaps have to be there. Once it's two new flaps, it's a new shoe. Hachanami, same thing in our situation. You fixed a little bit of the mechitza at a time, but in the end, there's an area more than 10 amas that's a new mechitza. Panim chadash is bolakan. It's not the same old mechitza. It's a mechitza with an area that, in the end, is more than 10 amas new. That's what's called. That's already called hukah for dira. It's like the dira was put up, and this part of the hekif, which is more than 10 amas, was put up after the dira, even though it was put up piecemeal. Koreyalei, so he said on him, less dein bar inish. This guy's not a man, he's an angel. Right? It's phenomenal how he compared these two cases to learn the case of Mechitza from the case of Tuma. Ikadiamri, some say that he said on him, kigon dein, this is a person. And I think the machlokas is, there's a machlokas rishonim. Who's greater, a malach or a human being? Some say malachim are greater than human beings. And some say human beings are greater than malachim. It's machlokas, Jewish philosophers. So these two lashonos depend on that. If he said, this guy's not human, he's like a malach, then that means because a malach is greater than a human being. But if he said, no, this guy is a real human being, that's because human beings are greater than malachim. So he didn't say, this is taka what a real human being is. Rashi. Paratzama, etzel stima v'gidra, v'od paratzama etzel stima amechadosha v'gidra, v'lo paratz yud amas keechot, v'lo gather eser amas v'asachas, ela ma'at ha'yo paratz v'gather miyad, said this Rashi, at yishnima li'eser mi'eser, mi amrina kivan v'lo paratz yud v'asachas, v'lo gather v'asachas, v'lo havi hekef v'zu, v'shem dira. This is not called that it was hukaf after the dira was there. This is all the same thing that was there before the dira, and that doesn't help. Right now there's a new part that was closed up, totality, after the Dira. That's Esser, or more than Esser, that's considered Hekef Lashem Dira. Kol kli balibatim, legabi kli eitz taninu. This is talking about wooden kelim. Meseches kelim. Shi'urin kerimonim, letayr mitumasim. That in order to become tar from tuma they already had, right, they need to have a hole in them that's the size of a rimon. Aval pachas mikan, less than the size of a rimon, chayas alei. A regular balabayas says rachmanis on his kelim, doesn't throw them away, he uses them for bigger things. V'loma vatalei shiuran kerimonim, nikiv kamotzi rimon tar. Up until a rimon, he still uses the kli for things smaller than the hole, things bigger than the hole. But once it's a rimon, thing that big, he doesn't save it for things bigger than a rimon, he just throws it away. The chazer v'nikiv etzel hastima, and then, right next to the place where you closed up, another hole head of kezayis. Okay? If those two holes would be together, they'd be now two kezayis. Hole. And now another hole came. And you fixed it up, a tikna. So what's it called? And then the end, right, you would have had a hole that's the size of a rimon had you not fixed any of these holes. Be one big hole. So even though you fixed it piecemeal, right now there's a place that would have been a hole that was a rimon, it's tar. And we said, that's the same case as the sandali. The tikna, you had a sandal, and one flap fell off, huadin kilot, and you fixed it. Rashi says, even if you didn't fix it, it's still tummy. Didn't become tar, because a shoe with one flap is still called a shoe. Nomi, adayin tummy medrisu. Hadar naka tikna, so why did it say you fixed it? Right? L'revusa. The ilav ha'chisulo itzrich l'meimer nifzika ashniya. He didn't fix the first one, the second one fell off, for sure it's not tummy medris. The chiddush is, even though you already fixed the first one, and now the second one fell off, and there's only one missing, it's still tar. Tar min ha'medris, the sulo havi kli. Because once both flaps fall off, right, it's not a kli anymore, it's medris. L'chazi l'medris. L'tami su adam v'kele. What's the difference between medris and tumas maga? Tumas maga is, it's the kli that's not an av hatuma, and it's not makabel, matame kelim, or people. But a kli that's an av hatuma, tumas medris, is medris hazav, makes it an av. And memel, it's matame, what's it called, other kelim, or human beings. Only an av hatuma can matame kelim in a human being. A tolda is only matame ochlin and mashkin. So if it's matame maga, medris, maga, then it's only matame food. If it's makabel tumas medris, it's makabel people. It's matami people too. Aval klihu dechazi l'tashmi shachrina. It's fit for other uses, not for walking on. But it's fit for other. You can use it as a bottle cap. So if that's the case, it's makabel tuma, but only tumas maga, not tumas medris. V'adayin tumas maga medris olav shari b'shat. So when did it get this tuma though? It's still tame. The tumas medris went away. It's not royal medris. So where did this tuma come from? She says, no, since it was tamei, right, when the flap fell off, basically it touched itself. Right? So it was makabel tuma from itself, the lower tuma. Shari b'shas prishosu min ha'ozen shadayin hu medris makabel tuma latamei kelim, and when it was tamei medris, it could matamei other kelim. So it was matamei itself. Kibel tuma mi'ovit. The havi rishon l'tuma, now it's a rishon l'tuma, it's not an ava tuma. U'matamei ochlim ha'mashkin, it's still matamei food. Tosus has a long thing over here. If it's mikabel tuma from itself, that's tumas beis hastorim. It's not open tuma with this concept. And also, it had the most tuma kept mikabel, a smaller tuma. The smaller tuma didn't exist. So, and like, how this works is not for here. That's not eruvin. But like, Rashi says that's how it works. It's mikabel tuma from itself. But it's mikabel tuma, so it's not tumas medris anymore. It's only tumas maga. Ponim chadashos. Ein oznayim halalu mimenu. These flaps weren't the original flaps. Umishenitkenu, even though the original ones, they weren't the way they were originally. They were put on again, right? Umishenitken, when they where they went off, lo darsan hazav. Then they can't be mitami medris because you can't wear them if both are off. The mituma rishon natiru. The original tuma went away. It's not a medris anymore. Shari ein zesandal rishon. It's not the original sandal. It's a new thing. Okay, even if it's the original flaps, but it's not the original sandal. It's the same materials, but it was remade. That's not called the original thing. Les dein barnosh el malach. This guy is not a human being, he's a malach. Kegon dein barnosh. This guy is what a real human being is. Adam God is an Adam God.
Who was it? Who said about
him? What? What's it called? That's Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, what's it called? Rebbe, Shani Salonu, you taught us this halacha by sandal. So, who was it? Rav Nachman, in the name of Shmuel. So Rav Nachman said about Rabbi Yochanan. Okay, let's go a little bit more. Om Rav Kahana, Rechava Shachorei Habatim, Ein Metaltlin Bo Ela Bedalat Amos. You have a backyard. We said a chotzer is a front yard. Rechava was a backyard. They didn't have doors that opened into their backyard. It was just a storage place. And it didn't open into the house. Okay, so you had to walk around. There was a door in the mechitza of the, it's called muktza. That's Rechava Shachorei Habatim. So Ein Metaltlin Bo Ela Bedalat Amos. So it's, what's it called? It was more than Beis Sosayim. It's not Hukuf Ladira. You can't carry there more than Arba'amos. Within Arba'amos, you can carry anywhere. Even Rishus HaRabim can carry within Arba'amos. But more than that, you can't. Omer of Nachman, in Pesach lo Pesach, Mutter l'taltel b'kula. Pesach matira. If you opened a door into your house, to that area, then it's called Hukuf Ladira, then you can carry inside the Rechava. Velo Amran Elisha Pasach Lvasofuka. That's only if you open the door, the area into your house, with a door to your house, before you put up the mechitzas. And then you put up the mechitzas, that's called Hukuf Ladira. Aval Hukuf Lvasof Pasach, but if you put the mechitzas first, and then you opened it, that's not called Hukuf Ladira. The Dira came after the Hekev. Right? Lo. Gemara says, Pasach Lvasof Hukuf Pshita. What do we need to be told if you open the door and then you put up the thing? Of course that's Hukuf Ladira. What's the chiddush in that? Lo tzricha de ispe beidori. The chiddush is that it has a threshing floor there, which is not made ladira. Mao the same. I might think I daited a beidori avli. That's not Hukuf Ladira, even if you put up the mechitza after you, what's it called, put the opening to the house. Because you're not putting it as a dira to the house. You're doing it for the sake of the threshing floor. Kamash Malon, that, what's it called, that's not the case. That a maisa, if the fence was put up, and it has a purpose to protect the threshing floor, but it's also open into the house, that's called Hukuf Ladira. Hukuf Ladira doesn't mean only Ladira. It means even also Ladira. That's also good enough. Rashi. Rechava Shachori Abatin, the Ein Pesach Habayis Pasuachla, the house doesn't open into that area. Havi Mukefa Shalol Ladira, so the Mechitza was put up was not the same Dira. The Yosef Beis Hasayim, it's more than Beis Hasayim, Paya Ein Metaltlin Bo Ela Barba'amos. You're not allowed to carry in that area, right? Only up till the Arba'amos. Then Pasach Lo Pesach Min Abayis, if you open the door from the house into this area, right, then it's okay, as long as you put up the fence after you open the door into the place. Pshita, the Pesach of the Sof Hukav Shari, Shari Hukav Hashem Pesach. What's the Chiddush? Well, you need to tell me a halacha, but if you open the door into this area, and then you put up a fence, it's okay. That's a normal case of Hukav Hashem Dira. Lo Tzricha Disbe Beidori, Gorin. Ach Acher Habayis. Kodem Hekef HaRechava. It has a threshing floor, before you get to this Rechava, right? Right after the house. I might think the reason you opened the Pesach was not for the sake of the storage place, but for the sake so you can get to your threshing floor. But since it's opened into the other place too, that's called Hukuf Ladira. Even though the Pesach was made predominantly to get to your threshing floor, since Lamaisa it opens up into this area, and you can go from the house into this area, that's called the Hukuf Ladira. Mal the same adaiti neveidori paschei, v'lav adaiti lahakiv sham rechava. It's not because you wanted to mimakif the whole Rechava and make it Roy Ladira, right? Because you just wanted to have a Pesach to get to your threshing floor. Kamash Malon, since Lamaisa, the Pesach opens into the Rechava also, that's called Hukuf Ladira. It doesn't have to be Hukuf only for that, for Dira. Even there's other purposes, but Lamaisa serves the purpose of Dira in that area too. That's still considered Hukuf Ladira.